I'm struggling a little bit today. I've been struggling on air since Monday, actually. I'm partially deaf in my right ear. It's causing some consternation with my teammates because they have to be in contact with me through our internal comms, and I can't hear them because I must admit I don't know what it's like to be deaf, but I'm pretty dull here in my ref in my right ear, and I'm off to the doctor after the show for a checkup and possibly an ear irrigation. I hope that will sort this out. And since the beginning of the week, I've been prescribed this medication that you then put in your ear. It's supposed to soften whatever is in there, and then they're going to go check it out and hopefully solve my. They have to be in contact with me through our internal comms, and I can't hear them because I must admit I don't know what it's like to be deaf, but I'm pretty dull here in my ref in my right ear, and I'm off to the doctor after the show for a checkup and possibly an ear irrigation. I hope that will sort this out. And since the beginning of the week, I've been prescribed this medication that you then put in your ear. It's supposed to soften whatever is in there, and then they're going to go check it out and hopefully solve my what is definitely a dullness in my right ear. Definitely causing a little bit of pressure on the right side of my face. It's also affecting my Eustachian tubes and all the tubes that connect my ear, nose, and throat. And you see, I have a problem. I use cotton buds to clean my ears. There, I said it. I use cotton buds to clean my ears. After admitting that you don't think the Beatles aren't the musical equivalent of Jesus, admitting that you still use earbuds is like this big social no-no. Cleaning the folds in your ear, and then you fiddle around the entrance of your ear canal, and then something just tells you, go deeper. And then you insert the tip, and you maybe dip it in some Vaseline, just like lubricate it. No one likes a dry tip. Wait. Let me just put out a disclaimer. The Morning Review with Lester Kivett at Cape Talk Radio, Prime Media Broadcasting, and all its subsidiaries and affiliates do not endorse the use of cotton buds, Q-tips, or any other foreign apparatus into any orifice, including your ear. Okay, where were we? Okay, and then you twirl that cotton bud between your fingers. And you pull it out, and you visually reward it, that brownish speck on the tip. Well, there be gold in them ear canals, and then you go again. And you reach this point of almost ecstasy. Your foot is tapping on the ground. Your jaw drops. Your third eye opens. Your chakras are now aligning with your menorah aura. A little death comes upon you. And then you do the other ear. I know it's not healthy. I know it's not good. I already this week told you how my medical aid savings for this year has already been depleted. So whatever bull that comes my way with having a visit to the doctor's office later this afternoon has to come out of whatever salary I have left on the 14th of this month. But digging in our ears elicits a sensation that is not new. My fascination with why we can't resist the earbud to get some oral pleasure, reading about it dates back to, well, you guessed it, to Roman times. What have the Romans ever done for us? Well, apart from sanitation, the medicine, the education, wine, public health, irrigation, roads, a fresh water system, and public health, what have the Romans done for us? Well, teaching us how to manipulate our internal organs through our ears is one of them. We now the Romans would gorge themselves at these feasts, and because they wanted to eat more and more and more, they would regurgitate. But instead of sticking a finger down their throat, it works for some, it works for others, they'd stimulate the inner ear with a feather. And probably a similar sensation of probably sticking an earbud in your ear. And that would then stimulate a gastro reflex. And then they would expel, and then they would eat again. But this is a very, very long digression in telling you that we do things that we know are against our own good. And also to say that I am unlikely to stop using earbuds. I guess until they ban them. We'll make earbuds the size of the circumference of an elbow, because that's the rule, right? Don't put anything smaller than your elbow in your ear. But that's the point, eh? Don't put anything in your ear. But we don't listen. Heck, I can't listen now. I can't hear now in my right ear. But what do you do that you shouldn't? What is it that you do that goes against all medical advice that brings you enjoyment? Above the belt, please. Yes, dear listener, it is very much like an eargasm. 021-446-0567. The lines are open. 021-446-0567.